Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and I want to talk to you a little bit about some tips for fish on the grill. And one of the greatest things I've ever discovered is something put out by a company called Mr. Barbecue, but Weber does them, Onward Manufacturing does them, who makes Broil King. And it's really just kind of a basket-looking thing with some handles, and it's usually got adjustable levels on it. So you can put your fish fillets right in there and just put them on the grill and not worry about them sticking to the grill. And that's something I really like is the basket. What do you like to grill fish on, Jop?
You know, I'm really fond of a cedar plank. I soak those things in just plain water. I've seasoned the water. And what I really enjoy is if you can go get a bottle of cheap bourbon and you put them in I try to get the planks and maybe put them in like a Tupperware or something, so I don't have to put a whole, you know, fifth of bourbon in there like you'd have to do in a sink. But just soak that board in bourbon, and the alcohol is going to burn off, obviously, but the flavor that imparts in that board really gives that nice smoky fish. And I like that on a lighter fish, like maybe a brown trout or something like that would be something that I'd prefer to use on there. Maybe some salmon, but salmon's got a big, strong flavor on it usually, and the plank makes it cool, but it doesn't gather as much of the flavor as you do on a lighter fish.
So you're kind of you do like to grill with tin foil quite a bit. You ever do fish with tin foil?
Yeah. We do that with the brown trout too. My business partner, Brad, is much better at this than I am. But what he'll do is he makes just a little boat out of the tin foil with the sides on it.
And a matching hat.
Yeah, right, yeah. And when we use brown trout, we've taken the heads off and gutted them, but they're still whole, they're not scaled, the skins are on them. And he'll take 3 or 4 pats of butter and go right down the cavity and put those in there, and then he'll put 3 or 4 more pats inside the aluminum foil, so they're kind of laying in butter, and there's butter inside.
That's pretty healthy then, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. And he'll wrap them up with a couple of lemon wedges in there and let them kind of steam. They're on indirect heat. They're not on direct, so that they don't burn, but it's just enough to melt the butter. It's a delicate fish, and it really cooks quite quickly. And if you get it done to the proper temperature, then you can take that backbone, and remember the cartoons where they had the cats and stuff when we were growing up? You grab that backbone right up by the base of where the head was, and you can just pull that right out of there, and it all comes out, and you've got the whole bone structure of
and the skin and everything.
And the skin and everything comes right out of there, and you just got two little fillets. It's the coolest thing.
It's like a magic act.
Yeah, it really is. You can impress people if you know how to do it. That's why he does it, and I don't, but
so
I watch
then
him
you,
do it.
So then it's laying a filleted open, guts down, belly down?
Yeah, right.
No guts, obviously.
Right,
in it,
but yeah, when we're pulling that bone out of there, Yep, you just lay it down and then grab it and you pull the skin and the bone right off it all at one time.
So when you wrap it in the foil, then you actually open it up and leave it skin up.
You can. Usually that's done after we open it. I mean, it's cooked.
So it's that flexible when you cook it?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yep, exactly. But anyway, just a great way to cook. You know, the spring trout season's last weekend in April. We got another month and a half before it gets there.
Maybe
but
not.
Yeah.
Might have to move April up.
Right, yeah, we're going to do that.
I wonder if the DNR will do that for us.
No, but the fish will be all jacked up because they'll be coming up the river. They're based on temperature. They don't care what the date is, right?
Yeah.
So,
all right, so there's your Grilling Guys fishing tip of the week. Go out and make it a great weekend, and try some fish on the grill, would you?